Okay.
Yep. Hi, thank you for holding, Chandler. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. You know, tomorrow's Friday, so that's always great news.
For sure.
And I see you've been in business since 2019, so congratulations. How has it been going for you?
Oh, it's good. We're always looking to take on more work, though.
That's good. That's good. What do you currently do now for marketing? How do you get your new clients?
So I'm with Angie's List, and that's how I get my homeowners. But then I work with a handful of GCs in Pueblo, Colorado that I do a lot of new construction for them.
Got it. Got it. How is Angie's leads working for you?
I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'm giving them their shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I ask, you know, I hear a lot of conflicting stuff when it comes to Angie's. Most of it is not very good. The way they work is, you know, they have one lead and then they pass that lead on to a group of, you know, different type of companies. And only, yeah, one person only gets it, but they still charge everybody for that lead. You know, it's kind of not really smart in my opinion. But whatever the case is, that's probably why they're getting sued, you know, for the faulty leads and whatnot. So whatever the case is, I mean, that's that. How long have you been with them?
Oh, I'm probably going on a couple weeks now.
Okay. Okay. So it's fairly brand new. Yeah, we do things a little bit different. So with us, there's no sharing of leads. When we start working with you as well, we close out the categories. So we don't work with any of your competitors. So these are calls that just go directly to you. The way we do that is with first page placement on Google. Are you somewhat familiar with the way that that works?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, I'll just tell you the basics. You get approximately 15 keywords. These are going to be services that you offer. So when somebody in your area looks up one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. You know, 90% of the people that go on Google, they pick a business that's on the first page. So I'm pretty sure you could see how that could bring in more jobs for you, right?
Absolutely.
Now, we do cover all bases with Yahoo, also Bing. We do voice recognition with Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. And then another thing that we do that works really, really well are Facebook ads. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance? Chandler, can you hear me? Oh.
Thought I lost you. Yeah, I got one for the company.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. So we have actually seen great returns with those. The way that those work are target marketing. So we do target age groups, income levels, also locations. And when somebody is searching one of your services in the area and this person goes on Facebook, there's going to be an ad that pops up for your business and they can click to call you directly. So it doesn't matter how many people call you. It doesn't matter how many jobs you receive. You only pay a flat rate of $249 per month. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees on that. You do pay a one-time setup fee of $99 to get all of the programming set up. So your initial investment today is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay. And that comes with a Facebook ad. That comes with the first page of Google.
Correct. That also comes with voice recognition, Bing, Yahoo, everything I went over, it's all included in that flat rate. That flat rate never changes unless, of course, you want to add more advertisement, but it never changes.
I guess I'm not terribly familiar with what you mean by voice recognition.
So do you have a Amazon Alexa or do you have a Siri in your home, like one of those speakers?
No, I don't.
Speakers? Okay. All right, so a lot of people have smart speakers in their home. I have one in every room of my house. And, you know, you can play music, you can ask her questions, and they answer it for you. So the way that it works is if somebody says, I am looking for somebody that does fencing in my area, it's going to pop up a list of businesses, and you're going to be one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I use it fairly often, especially because some of them also have, it's like a tablet kind of screen. So So a list pops up. When it's the actual speaker, it'll tell you the different businesses. I mean, people use it pretty frequently. I know I do. My kids do too. Yeah.
Sure.
But that's basically
okay.
What that includes. So, I mean, what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot?
Yeah, I think that that's probably better advertising than I've used.
Go ahead.
So I would ask you, I really haven't made like a logo or anything. I'm really not tech savvy, so all that stuff is pretty obsolete to me. But so you'd put Prestige Exteriors on Google and it would come up as Prestige Exteriors Chandler Dale, and you'd have a list of like flooring, gutters, fencing.
Yes. So the way that it works, so you get, you know, so first, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you what services you provide. And then an account manager is going to give you a call and they do their research before they call you. They're going to look up your services, look up what keywords are being searched for the most in your area. So when your account manager calls you to go over your account in detail, they're going to tell you, look, these are the words that are being searched the most. Are you offering these services? And if you are, we're going to pick those words. So when somebody goes on Google and searches one of these words in your area, your business pops up. Now, I do notice right now, for example, I did put down Prestige Exteriors and put Pueblo West, Colorado. And what's popping up on as a Google business profile is Prestigio Window and Exterior LLC. I'm assuming that's not you, right?
No, I'm Prestige Exteriors of Southern Colorado.
Okay. So what we're going to do is do a Google business profile for you as well. So on the Google business profile, that's where it's going to have your company info. It's going to have reviews. It'll have your hours of operation, your phone number. And also a website. So I'm assuming you don't have a website set up yet, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what I'm going to do as well is include a free website. It's not going to cost you any more. I'll include also a free website so your customers have a landing page where they can see your work. If you don't have any pictures of your work, we can put stock photos meanwhile until you can send us some. For the logo, I don't think because we're not like graphic designers, so I don't know if we would be able to go for you or not. But I know everything else, we can still take care of it for you. And we can still work without the actual logo until you receive one, because we'll set up your online presence, clear that up, so when people look up your business, they find you and not, you know, this other company.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the way that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, just as a question, I was wondering, how did you guys get my contact information?
Yeah, so the way that we work is pretty much, we're a Google Premier Channel Partner company, so we access everything on the web. Now, I think, to be straight with you, I think we got it off of Angie's for you, because I do have your Angie's listing. But Lulu would be the one who knows more exactly where she got your company info. But to be, like, honest with you, I think it was Andy.
Okay.
Because
I guess it really doesn't matter to me. I was just wondering.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I think it's a legitimate question. I'd be curious, too.
Okay. I do like the way that sounds and stuff, so I guess, I'd like to set up with you, give you guys a shot.
Perfect. So
Is there a contract or anything that we need to do, or is it month to month?
So that's what I was about to go over with you. So it's month to month. There is absolutely no contract. You can cancel at any time. We just ask that you cancel 3 days before your billing date. We are going to do a voice verification that's going to be recorded, that's going to go over those terms and conditions. And then after we take payment, we're also going to send you this in writing. So there's going to be no confusion on the services that we offer and the fact that you can cancel at any time, since I know a lot of our customers have dealt with, you know, bad companies. So the way that it works also with our timeline. So from when you sign up today, it's going to take approximately 3 days when we're going to set up a time for an account manager to call you. They go into detail about your business, those keyword searches, how, what colors you want your website to look like. Then it's going to take approximately 5 to 7 days. That's going to be to get your website up and running. Also get a dashboard that you're going to receive that's going to track everything for you so you can see how many people have been looking for your services, how many people have contacted you. It's going to take approximately 7 to 14 days. That's going to be to get those Facebook ads up and running for you. Now, for the first page placement, it takes approximately 30 to 45 days. Google does need to mail you out a verification PIN. They need to verify you're a legitimate business. It is somewhat of a process, but we help you throughout everything. After that, we maintain your first page placement and run the everything that I basically told you about the Google ad or the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So let me make sure I have your correct information as well. So Chandler, I have the spelling of your name, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
Dale, D-A-L-E.
All right. And then what is your email address?
It is ChandlerDale. 31@yahoo.com. There are numbers.
Okay, got that down. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 4923, is this the number that you want your clients to call you as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now for
let's see.
Yeah.
Is that changeable? So, like, say I do go get a... Because I canceled my business phone a while ago when I started solely doing GC things, but now I'm getting back into looking for the homeowner's business because, you know, building's slowing down around here. So if I do go get a company phone, can I change that?
Yeah, you can.
I'll probably have a chance to go get one today.
Okay, yeah. So all of these things you can change if you change it. Today, when you have your call with the account manager, you can just let them know that you're changing it. Now, I did want to tell you as well, I normally ask this question later, but you do have an option. It's a call tracking feature that we offer, and it is free of charge. It's included in your service, and it's up to you if you want it. The way that it works is we give you a specific number that your clients are going to call you on. Now, this phone number, is going to go directly to whatever number you want it to go to. So it can go to your cell phone. It can go to a business line. The reason why we give you a number that your clients will call you on is because we track everything. So we track everything. Well, not us. It's mainly for you. So all of your phone calls are recorded, how many calls you receive, everything's recorded. Also, it does reduce spam calls because there is a voice thing that – it's like a voicemail thing that says – thank you for calling Prestige Exteriors of Southern Colorado. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So you do have the option to get that call tracking feature if you'd like. So it's up to you. I'm going to fill in the notes in a little bit, so I'll re-ask you if you want it. But, I mean, that's completely your decision. Okay?
I think that do you get a lot of people that do take that option?
Yeah, I always recommend it because it's at no cost and you literally track everything. You see the results you're receiving. But some people, they just don't like that feature, and that's okay. You know, it's a personal preference.
Okay. I think that that might be worth doing.
Okay. So when I'm setting up all of the notes as well, I'll put that down for you. And I'll ask you again just to see where you're at. And you can always change your mind, too. So these aren't, like, things that are set in stone. But for your business name, I have it exactly like this. Prestige Exteriors of Southern Colorado, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Now, Google is going to mail out that verification PIN to a physical address. That's the PIN you're going to get back to us with. The address that I have is 985 South Elbow Drive in Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for authorized users on the account, do you want to add anybody else?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
And what's that, like, that they can change things on it, or what?
Correct. Some people have, for example, their significant other that handles everything, so they put their significant other down, or their office manager, you know, that's just another thing if you want that option or not.
I got you. Okay.
You can change it or add. It doesn't. You can always do it in the future. It's not set in stone.
Yeah, let's just leave it at me right now.
Okay. Now, services that you offer, based off of what I'm looking at in the Angie's, I have fence, flooring, and gutters. Is there anything else?
No, let's stick to that.
Okay. And for the account management call, so it's an hour window that they call you. It's approximately 45 minutes to an hour, depending on your questions. What does your availability look like tomorrow, Monday, or Tuesday?
Tomorrow's just fine.
Okay. And at what time?
Whatever time you guys want to call is fine.
Okay. Your time right now is 11:25, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So let's do between 11 to 12 tomorrow. Is that okay?
You want to customer service or her? Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am. What were you saying?
No, you're good. 11 to 12 tomorrow is okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right. And then we're doing the Google Business Profile for you. Are you licensed and insured?
I am, yes.
Okay. And then let me verify that this is your Facebook page. Well, it just says Prestige Exteriors.
Should be like a picture with the purple fireplace.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I got that down for you. And then we are building your website. So these are things that are included as well. They're extra features, up to you if you want to add them. The first one's going to be payment integration, where your customers are going to be allowed to pay for your services on their website. It is a secure website, and it's included in the service as well. Would you like to add that feature?
Okay. So I don't have a credit card reader or anything. I do cash and checks. Is that going to require anything extra from me, or do you guys mail me a check, or how does that work?
Okay. What I'm going to do is write this down on the notes so they can explain it to you a little bit more in detail on how it works. So then you can decide tomorrow if it's something that you want to move forward with, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Right. And then we're doing the domain for you. The call tracking app, do you want to still think about it, or should I put yes or no?
Yeah, go put yes.
Okay, and then the app that we provide you with as well, I'll include that in there because that's a great feature to have. What for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. What would you like to pick?
81007.
Okay.
And she, I know she put it as 100 miles. Oh, yeah, I guess that's fine. Let's do 100 miles.
Okay.
Maybe take it down to 70 if that's possible.
Is there certain counties? Do you know the counties, or is there...
Can I return this? So it would be Pueblo County. It would be El Paso County and Huerfano County.
Huerfano? Can you spell that?
I do, yeah. I do. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I gotta Google it to spell it.
Okay, I tried searching right now online as well to see what I could find. Do you know what letter it starts with at least?
H. It's H. Walsenburg. You'd be able to come up with it with Walsenburg. Can I flip it over for you?
With an H, I found Hudspeth County, Hemphill County.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Hurfano County.
Okay, perfect. Found it. All right. Is there any other counties?
71. Oh, with a discount? Is that with a discount? Because I thought there were 71 apiece or something. $71.98. What did you say?
Is there any other county?
I think that's going to be it that I'm just going to come off the top of my head right now.
Okay, if you think of anything, any other ones, we'll take care of those for you tomorrow. Now, what are your hours of operation?
7 to 7, 7 days a week.
7 to 7 daily, okay. And now the card that you're going to use, does it have your name or the business name on it?
I got to activate my new business card today. Am I paying right now or am I paying tomorrow when you're
me? The payment would go through today so we can start the process today. Do you need to activate the card?
No, it's fine. I could use my personal. I could change that, right?
Yeah, you can change it tomorrow, too. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I could use my personal. I'll have my name on it.
Okay. Is there any middle initial on it?
No.
Now, is the billing address the 985 South Elbow Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
Visa.
Okay, and I am ready whenever you are.
It's 4190-228-8784-5986.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0527.
Okay, and then the security code?
960.
Okay. Now, we always are going to ask you a security question every time we call you. We do this so you know that it's our company calling you, not some random company trying to take money from you. So there's 3 questions you can pick from. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do my first pet's name.
Okay. And what is it?
Fritz, F-R-I-T-Z.
That's a cute name. Dog, cat, what was it?
It's a St. Bernard.
Oh, wow. Those are big.
And then the second St. Bernard was Magoo.
I have an 80-pound standard poodle. He's big. And he acts like he's a lap dog, always trying to be around you. It's so annoying because he's so big. Ay. Okay, so I'm going to do the voice verification with you before I charge the card. So I'm going to do that real quick, and then we're almost done also. So give me 1 second. All right.
Sounds
good. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. This is basically for your security, and everything that we go over is going to be also in writing for you. So if you have any questions or concerns about anything, please stop me so I can answer them for you. Okay?
Thank you. Give me 1 second before we start that.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. You're good.
Dr. 5986. Okay. Perfect.
This is the original pricing. You have 3 at the price of people from the 80s.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you. Thank you. Do you want me to move these? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get some materials for the guys.
You're okay. We're almost done, too. Let me know when you're ready.
Is that right on that side?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can go ahead whenever.
All right, perfect. So, welcome to Local Splash. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Prestige Exteriors of Southern Colorado, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Chandler Dale, sole owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we provided you that security question, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Do I agree what?
Do you agree to be responsive and basically answer our phone calls and emails?
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm sending you over a text message that's going to have our office number, which is the 877 number. That's where we're going to be giving you a call from. Bless you, by the way. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, 8/17/2023, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of $249. This is a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and email shortly, and we're going to be done in less than 5 minutes, so you can continue on with your day. I know you're busy.
Oh, you're fine. Is it, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you Laura?
Yes, Laura. Laura Sanchez.
Okay. I got a text message. There you go again, Jenny. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was you.
Yes. That is our office line. That's the number we're going to be calling you from. Now, that also text message has my extension. So that's where you're going to be able to reach me at directly if you have any questions or any type of concern. Now, I'm texting you as well my the TNC, which is the terms and conditions. So as soon as you receive that, if you can open it up. Did you get it finished yet?
Okay, I'm open.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So this is basically going over what we went over. We're going to do that Google business profile for you. We're going to do that directory submission as well as Facebook with the Facebook ad. If you scroll down, it does the breakdown of the payment, what you will be charged. There is also a seasonal hold on there. So if you get busy with work and you want to pause your service, you can always do that. Just please give us a call to let us know. Also, the cancellation terms are in there as well. You can cancel at any time. Just ask 3 days before your next billing date. The only thing you got to do is click on the I Certify box. Type in your name at the bottom exactly the way it looks with the capital letters, and then just confirm your signature.
It's asking me for a username and password.
Yes, that's going to be your dashboard. We're going to be setting up all that information for you, so that's not ready yet. But I have you down for a call tomorrow. It's going to be between 11 to 12. I will send out a Google invite as soon as we're done off the phone as well. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. And do you have any questions for me?
Nah, Laura, you're awesome. I hope this works out.
You are as well. No, it's going to. Trust me. It's going to go great for you. And when you see business coming in as well and you're ready to expand your marketing, you know, call me and we can get things set up for you. I'll check in with you once in a while as well. Okay?
Awesome.
All right. Thanks so much, Chandler. It's been a pleasure, and you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Miss Laura.
Thanks, and bye.
Bye.